Get your home repair questions ready to ask Scott McCollum.
I'm Scott McCollum, and I am McRuff.
It's McRuff on Home Repair with your host, Gwen Faulkner-Lippert.
In the middle of our street, our house, that was where we used to sing.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome to McRuff on Home Repair. Scott McCollum is here. I'm Gwen Faulkner-Lippert. Scotty McCollum is in the house. Happy Valentine's weekend to you, Mike Gannon and Calvin Wright. How's everybody? Apparently figuring it out.
There we go.
Yay. All right. So, what'd you think about your workout this morning, Mr. McCollum?
Well, I thought it was unexpected. I had already had my workout this morning, but 11 flights of stairs and hurrying to get to the radio. Yeah. Wow, lots of fun.
So,
poor Sean. I feel sorry for Sean.
840-1000 star 1000. Looks like we already have a call. My goodness, maybe they want to check our heart rates.
I don't want her to check mine right now.
Well, it is a beautiful day, but it was cooler than I thought. It's only 36 degrees outside, and it looks like it should be 70. But anyway, it's going to go up and be really nice today, and then tomorrow, and then just keep getting... It's roofing weather, Mr.
Well,
McCall.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. You know, I think they said we're going to have a day or two in the 80s next week.
That's
so
what I heard. So yeah. Does that mean you will go ahead with people's roofs, or?
Well, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week. We've got roofs that will not do well during storm season this year, and we need to get those replaced as soon as we can. And if we've got a couple of nice days where we can get those tabs to seal down and all that, we're going to get those roofs done. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple calls this week again from folks who are selling their houses and need to get that new roof done. So, we're busy.
Busy is as busy does. We already have a call. Would you like to take
it? Absolutely, Michael. Who's there?
Okay, it's Caroline.
Caroline.
Our guest, Caroline.
Hello.
All right, how are you, ma'am?
Yeah. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Gwen, let's tell folks a little bit about Caroline.
Okay.
So Caroline is our healthy home expert. And has all kinds of credentials and designations and all that kind of stuff behind her name. But basically, Caroline, just means that you're there to help people, right?
That's right. And if people are interested in getting healthy and being healthy, my job is to make sure that their homes are healthy and safe and teach people ways that they can start looking at their home to try to help get a little bit healthier.
Well, this is what caught my attention, Caroline. A certified mold remediator, indoor air quality specialist, and you have clients from Maine to Alaska.
That's right.
Does that mean you're
well-traveled? How do you do all that?
Yeah.
Well, it's been getting interesting over the last 16 years, to say the least, and I really enjoy helping people, and I'm very fortunate to do what I do and to work with a lot of great physicians across the country that, sort of are willing to look outside the box when people aren't feeling well and kind of examine their homes to see if there are things in our homes that can make us sick.
Okay, I know this is the question people will ask me. Is mold the same all over North America?
Well, different parts of the country are going to have different species of mold, and you're going to see mold more or less frequently depending on where you live. So in the Northeast, for example, we see a lot of it. I'm from New Jersey, so we get a lot of that temperature change. So the ground is really cold, the air is very warm, and when you get those in the spring and the fall, you'll get a lot of condensation that happens. So people often say to me, you know, I never had water in my basement. Why am I growing mold? Well, it has to do a lot with the differential in temperature that causes the condensation. So you don't really ever have to have water infiltration to have a mold problem. You could just have, you know, temperatures in your home that are not matching up very well that cause a lot of condensation to happen.
And in our houses, we don't have that many basements, but of course we have the attics, and it's the same situation. We've got a lot of moisture that builds up in the attics. Particularly in the wintertime with the change of temperatures and all the warm air that we're exhausting into the attic, and we create that condensation on the bottom of the roof deck, and we get those same situations in the attic here. So,
exactly. And also, too, when you're on a slab, when there's a lot of slab building going on, you'll get a lot of moisture that'll come up through that slab. So if the house is really hot, the ground is really cold, if you get the right mix of temperature, you'll also condensate on a slab as well.
Well, you know, Caroline, you said that you've been doing this, what, for 16 years? Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that kind of seems, in my mind, looking back, doesn't that kind of coincide with the time when the building industry, the residential building industry, really got going on this whole green initiative, healthy home initiative, that kind of thing? Is that about that same time frame?
Well, back then, when I originally started, people didn't even really recognize mold as the problem that it was. And when I used to speak about it, they kind of looked at me like I had two heads. And now it's become very commonplace. Like in New Jersey, people frequently, if you're going to purchase a home or you're going to have real estate, you know, you'll do a mold test.
Right.
Where, I mean, even though it's not mandatory to do it, I think it's pretty, it's common sense that you should do it.
May not say it, but the buyers are pretty much going to demand it.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, mold's everywhere, so why is it such a big deal?
Well, mold's, and I like to kind of explain a little science, which may bore some people, but it's kind of important to know that molds, the reason that they are so problematic is they actually have three things that they can do. So when you see a mold spore, you see that fuzzy thing that's growing on a piece of fruit or you see it in your shower, it's a spore. And it has this protein in it, which is called a beta-glucan. And this protein causes inflammation or allergies in a percentage of the population.
Okay.
But what mold also does is it kind of hangs out there. It does something that resembles smoking cigarettes. It puts a VOC in the air. So it breathes just like we do. It breathes and it puts this chemical out into the air. And then on top of it, if you have a species of mold, like the toxic mold we hear about, those are what we call water damage indicators. There's certain molds that are much more toxic than others. They usually come when you've had water infiltration or you've had a flood or significant water intrusion into the home. Those molds put off a mycotoxin. So you've got these three things that create this great cocktail of being a stressor to the body, and that's why we worry about them so much, is because they actually can contribute to health effects and cause people to not feel well.
So how did you get involved with the medical community? You know, where did that come from?
Well, I started, you know, when I started talking about mold and talking about different indoor air quality issues, I found that there was a synergy between a lot of physicians, and certain physicians were trying to understand, well, okay, we know what we eat or what we put into our body, and our food makes a difference, and we know that our DNA has something to do with it as well, but there's this piece that's missing, which is the environment. And, you know, back years ago, I talk about the Little House on the Prairie episode where Doc Baker would come to your house, and he'd check out Almanzo, and he'd figure out what was wrong. He had a piece of that puzzle because he came to your house. He could see what you were living in, where you were living. Now that we go to doctor's offices, we lost that piece of that puzzle. So now the doctors don't understand that, you know, there could be something in the environment that's contributing to why someone's not feeling well outside of their diet or their genetics. So we work now with physicians to try to supply that piece of the information.
So the whole environmental piece.
Correct.
So are these allergists? Are these GPs, internal medicine doctors? What kind of doctors are these?
Really, they're vast.
Really?
We work with allergists. We work with pulmonologists. We work with alternative medicine physicians, regular internal medicine. It's really across the board. You know, it just depends really on the doctor and how much he's interested in trying to see, you know, what other things could be contributing to a health problem. But it's a growing industry. We're training a bunch of doctors now in California to sort of look at this piece and gather this information as sort of their assessment of a patient.
This is McRiff on Home Repair, Scott McCullum. Let me ask you, Scott and Caroline, how did you all meet, or how did this topic even come
up?
Well,
you know, I've had a lot of calls here over the last few weeks. We've talked a lot about the chimneys. We've talked a lot about houses where they've got moisture and things that they've never had before. And in some cases where they've got moisture that's been there for a long time. And, you know, I've had a lot of questions about mold. I've had a lot of questions about, you know, how do we take care of the situations in the attic and mold testing and things like that. And it just coincidentally, I had seen something about Caroline online, and I reached out to her and asked her if she'd like to come and visit with us a little bit. So that's how we hooked up. We've got a passion for helping people, green building, energy efficiency, and all that kind of thing. And so it's a good match, I think.
So, Caroline, do you have a horror story? Did your house flood? Did Hurricane Sandy or, you know, something like that hit your house and you had to become involved? Or
no, I mean, not really. I just had an interest, you know, going back years ago, and I had developed some allergies myself, and I really just looked at it and said, well, is this all they can offer? There has to be something going on here. And then that kind of started my journey of really investigating into homes, and that became a huge, you know, I started with mold, and then I ventured into volatile organics. And for 16 years, I've been investigating homes, so that knowledge that you gather is quite extensive on, you know, all different fronts as to things that can go on in homes. And Scott will tell you that when you own a home, and it's not to scare people, it's a really big commitment. And there's a lot of things you really need to be staying on top of as far as safety and health and just general maintenance that people don't realize they need to do on a daily basis.
Well, and we tell people, too, that, you know, there's never an end to the things that you need or should be doing in your home to take care of it, and making sure that the quality of the air that you're breathing and what's going on inside your house is just as important as any other aspect of it. So.
Absolutely. And you spend, you know, 8 to 10 days, just, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day sleeping in a room inside of your home. You spend a lot of time there, so that environment impacts you. If you have mold, if you have pets, if you have dust, you have dander, you have radon, lead, I mean, it goes on and on. So you really want to try to, I think, once a year, try to do a test that's going to give you some information about how well your home is performing and how healthy it is. So, you know, we all are on a budget and everybody's got expenses, but just once a year, you know, you do a radon test 1 year. Next year, you do a water test. Next year, you do a mold test. And then you're just staying on top of these things that can really wreak havoc on you if something goes bad and you're on top of your game, and it makes owning a house a lot easier, I think.
So if someone is interested, what is the procedure? They find you, like Scott has, and then they think, okay, I think I've got some problems. What next?
Well, some people call because they have a problem. Some people call because they're concerned about their home. But we usually start, people can set up a consultation, and we speak, you know, I'll speak with them about their home and their concerns, or if they're having health issues, or what the main concern is. And then I usually start most people on what's called a mold and allergen panel. And we send you down a cassette. It's a kit that we put together and designed at our company called the Examinaire, and that's EXA. M as in Mary, I N as in Nancy, AIR.net. We have a website designed just for that kit because we use it a lot with physicians and people all over the country. So basically, you take a couple air samples in your home, one sample outside, and that goes to our laboratory, and then we're able to assess, you know, your basic molds and allergens to see where you're at. So that's usually where we start people off, and if they have other issues, then it can get more in depth, obviously, but that's a real good starting.
But that's just the first piece of it, right, Caroline?
Correct. That's correct. Just so you won't have to come to my house.
No, it's funny because I used to have to, you know, do more location things. But then we came up with the concept of designing a kit so anyone in the country could have our services, because okay. That's the point, to get as many Americans as we can testing their homes to make sure that they're living in a healthy living space.
Caroline, we've got a call. Mike, let's put our caller on.
Okay. This is Candy. Hello, Candy. You're on 1000 KTOK. This is McRuff on Home Repair, and we're talking to Caroline. Okay, Caroline, I'm gonna take a stab at it. Blazovsky.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Candy. How are you this morning?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Good. Good. You have a question for Caroline?
Yes. My daughter moved into her house about a year and a half ago, and there was a really bad roof leak. We had a period of rain for about a week here, mm-hmm. and the water was coming in all around the fireplace, and we had put a new roof on the home.
Not a McRoof. Not a McRoof.
Not
okay?
a McRoof. Okay. Unfortunately. And so we thought that everything would be fine, but it was pouring in, and I was under the assumption that once it dried out, there was no danger or anything going on, and the roof man that I used couldn't decide where the leak was coming from, so we have yet to have fixed the problem, and that was last May. My daughter's been suffering from migraines ever since, and we didn't put two and two together, and she's been to numerous physicians. She's had allergy testing, and mold was her worst offender. And we are just now putting two and two together and wondering if this is the cause of her migraines.
Okay, that's a great question. And I think this takes it over to Scott and I for a second. one of my biggest concerns, and Scott can probably vouch for this, is when roofs are put on or any kind of entranceway up through the roof, flashing is a huge problem. And I find that very few people, when they do a roof, know how to flash it properly. And yeah. as well as when you have a concrete or a brick, you know, any type of your chimney or your fireplace, that also, if it's not sealed properly, can take on water. And then, of course, the water infiltrates into the concrete and comes out the other side in the building. So, Scott, wouldn't you say that that's a big problem?
It really is, Caroline. And there's not a week that goes by that we don't talk about flashing details and the things that we discover when we go out to investigate these things for folks on roofs that we did not do. So, absolutely. We're getting into, I think you and I talked a little bit about the earthquakes and things. We've got a lot of shake, rattling, and rolling going on. And we've got water getting in places it never has before. Gwen, are you telling me we need to take a break?
I am.
Ladies, if y'all will stay with us, we'll be right back.
Candy, okay. Do you mind holding on? And
no,
Caroline,
that's fine.
Blazowski is joining us. She has America's Healthy Home. She is an expert on this, and we're talking about the air quality of your home. On McGriff on Home Repair, you're listening to 1000 KTOK. KTOK, 39 degrees on this beautiful winter morning. Talking to Caroline Blazowski. I think I did it better last time, Caroline.
Blazowski.
Yes. And,
and she, Candy's on there.
She has myhealthyhome.info. It's an LLC, and it's a nationwide company that offers mold testing, indoor air testing, consultations, and healthy home products. Now, Candy was listening, and she is joining us because a leaky roof in her daughter's house, I think it was, and then the migraine headaches appeared, and hopefully today we'll help you figure this out. Scott McCullum is here.
One of those famous,
I'm Gwen Faulkner Lippert.
One of those famous leaky chimneys that we've been talking about, seems like,
chimney.
For the last 6 months. So,
yes.
So, Candy, let me ask you this. Have you done any testing yet?
No, and that was my next question.
Okay.
Do I need a professional to come out and test, or can I do that myself?
Well, there's a lot of great options now, which we didn't have before. Like I was discussing with our kit, you basically take a couple of air samples. We recommend 3 inside the home and then 1 outside the home. So I would take an air sample near the chimney. I'd take one in that family room where the chimney comes down, and then I'd take one in your daughter's bedroom where she spends a lot of time, and then I'd take a sample outside. That can be sent to the lab, and that'll tell you what your air quality is. And if she does have mold spores, it will definitely and certainly show up. It's a professional test, just like having a professional come out to your home. It's the same equipment. We just made it into a do-it-yourself kit.
How much is the kit?
The other option you have is to have a inspector come out, and there's a website called acac.org, and that's, again, acac.org. And there's a lot of professionals similar to myself on the website who are certified and qualified, and you could also, you know, put in your zip code and find someone in your area. So it's really just a preference as to where you feel more comfortable and what you prefer to do.
But Caroline, did you hear her question? She wanted to know how much the kit is.
The kit is $400, and that includes your testing, your lab fees, your shipping, and your pump.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Caroline. I see a lot of kits online, range in price anywhere from, I don't know, $60, $70 to several hundred dollars. It sounds like your kit's to the upper end of that, and I'm sure there's a reason for that.
Correct.
Okay.
So it just depends. They're, you know, originally when they came out testing years ago, they only had Petri dish tests, right? These were these dishes that you would leave out, and then you hope that it captures some growth of mold, and then you take it to the lab, and they culture it and see what's there. They're not the most accurate tests, and they're usually the cheaper ones that you see. Then there's also tests where you can swab an area. So, for example, if you see a particular mold in your shower, in her case, it doesn't sound like she sees mold. She just doesn't. They don't feel well. If you see mold, you can swab something and send it away and find out what kind it is. That doesn't tell you the concentration that you're breathing in or how much you're being exposed to, but it could be a great indicator as to if you had toxic mold or one of the water damage indicators that we talk about that could have mycotoxins. So there's benefits to different testing. Our test is designed very similarly to if we went out as an indoor air professional. Same pump, same cassettes. we just made it into a kit so doctors could use it and patients could use it.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, really, you do want to take air samples. That's my preferred choice, and you want to take them in multiple locations in the home to get an assessment as to, you know, what area is worse or what area is better. And then also, you always take an outside sample to know what your baseline is. So this is naturally occurring in the environment, and these mold samples that we took are different from that, and that's how we know that you have a problem. So you always need a baseline.
Okay, I was going to ask you why we do the outdoor sample if we're concerned about indoor air quality. So
right, it's your baseline. That tells you what's naturally occurring in the environment, what's normal. Okay, because mm-hmm. otherwise you don't know. You could take a sample inside, and if you've got high mold counts outside, it's irrelevant.
So I'll take a guess. It's cedar pollen.
So. Yeah, with the fires and things and everything going on now, there's a lot of that around.
So Candy, did you all do the sleuthing of when your daughter went to work, she didn't feel as bad as when she was at home and those kind of things?
Well, that's interesting that you asked that, because she works downtown in a very old building that had a flood last year.
Oh.
And now they're doing construction and stirring everything up. And we are wondering if she's just not being bombarded in both places.
It's, well, and with the cedar pollen,
it sounds
seriously,
like that's very
yeah.
possible.
You know, the weather changing and all that. Caroline, do all those things kind of tie together?
Yes, I think I just based on what Candy's saying, it sounds very probable that she's got multiple locations, which isn't giving her immune system a chance.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you all back on hold because we've got to go to Fox News. You're listening to McGriff on Home Repair on 1000 KTOK. News Radio 1000 KTOK, Gwen Falconer, Liberty here. 40 degrees, McGriff on Home Repair.
Headed for 80.
80?
not today. Not today.
I'm
next
supposed
week,
to
though.
Maybe get some rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're talking to Caroline Blazowski, and we're talking about healthy homes. She has a company called My Healthy Home. You can find it at myhealthyhome.info. And we're talking about mold remediation and all kinds of things like that. Now, we're fortunate to have Candy, who heard us talking about
this.
Or in
Candy's case, unfortunate.
Well, mm-hmm. Candy's fortunate to be hearing about this. I'm sorry, Candy. Candy, what have we not asked that you would like to know from Caroline?
Well, how does the mold get in? Like, if we can't see any mold, we can see stains on the ceiling. But how does the mold get into the air from behind the ceiling?
Well, that was the thing that I was explaining to Scott earlier, is that molds are the spore that you see, which is the black fuzzy thing that, you know, will appear on the counter on a piece of fruit or in your shower. And then molds also produce a gas, which is called the volatile organic compound, or what we call an MVOC. Very similar to paints outgas VOCs. You always hear about low VOC paint paints that have lower chemical compounds. Molds actually produce a volatile organic compound as well. It's just a different type of chemical compound, and it's produced from the mold spore itself. So just because you can't see the mold, it can be producing this VOC. And then also, certain molds can also produce mycotoxins. So if they're toxic molds, those mycotoxins can get into the air and also contribute to problems. So just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not pouring off and putting spores into the air or putting these chemicals or mycotoxins that can make you sick.
Does that occur even if it's dry?
What usually happens is the molds can become inactive or active. So if the moisture level goes up and you have a humid day and they're exposed to high moisture, they'll activate. And then
and that's one of the things, Caroline and Candy, that we talk about a lot on this show. One of my big concerns about folks having leaks in their roof, around their chimneys or their skylights or someplace else, and the water, we've taken care of the leak on the roof, but they're going to take care of the inside of their house, okay? They have not necessarily removed all of the wet material and allowed it to dry and to take care of that situation, to where the next time that there's a high humidity day or anything like that, that mold is going to begin to generate again. Is that correct, Caroline?
Correct. Like, molds are just like people. They need food, water, and air to breathe.
There you go.
They're very similar to us.
There you go.
So if you put mold in a, if you had a cement basement, for example, the mold really doesn't have a food source, but you put some drywall or some sheet
Something organic.
Right. You finish your basement, And then all of a sudden, it's like giving mold chocolate cake. This thing's like, I'm going to take up habitat here. This is great. I've got food. I've got some moisture. I've got water. And then it starts to grow. So the whole premise behind getting rid of mold is cutting off these food sources. So that's why we talk about dehumidification a lot and running dehumidifiers or adding heat into an environment. Heat will raise the temperature, which will reduce your relative humidity. So we try to remove the sources so the mold can't grow or has a very good life force behind it.
Candy, we're going to have to take another break. Do you want to ask one more question before we do?
I would like to tell her that since my daughter has been staying at our home for a week, her bloody noses have stopped, and she feels much better. She's having much. She had one headache at work, but she's feeling much better. So that's kind of telling, wouldn't you say?
Her symptoms really, like when you're talking about the bloody noses or the headaches, it sounds like there may be a toxic mold issue. You know, those headaches are very common. So I think you really should test, whether you hire a professional, you use our test kit, whatever it is. I think you need to test your environment to see what's going on. So then you know for sure.
And then, Candy, I think we've got a pretty good idea what that test is going to reveal, at least in terms of the presence of the mold. And then we're going to get started on your issue in terms of that chimney. You've just got to give us a decision and let us know how we're going to approach that. So
okay.
Okay.
Good.
So I'll talk to you after we get off the air.
Okay.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
Caroline, are you going to hang on?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Caroline.
We are talking to Caroline Blazowski, and she has a business called MyHealthyHome.info, and she does mold remediation as well as test your air. We'll talk more about that. This is McGriff on Home Repair. Scott McCollum. I'm Gwen Faulkner, Lippert with Mike Gannon, Calvin Wright. It's Saturday on 1000 KTOK. Okay. Okay, Scott, pop quiz. Are you ready?
I don't know if I can pass it.
I hope you can. All right. How many years has Scott McCollum been a roofing contractor?
Am I supposed to answer that?
Yeah.
Directly or as a standalone roofing contractor?
Give me a
okay?
number. Give
well, let's just say 40 years that I've been putting roofs on houses.
Okay.
So let's do it that way.
All right, 40
okay.
years.
All
How
right.
many years has the parent company of CertainTeed been in business?
Oh, that would be St. Gobain. And the answer to that question is 350 years.
And how many years has CertainTeed been a part of their product line?
109 years.
Ah!
In the United States of America.
So you weren't with them in the beginning.
I was not there in
109
the beginning.
Years
no,
ago.
No, I was not. I was not.
So how long did it take for you to become a fan of CertainTeed?
About the first time that I really got a good introduction to the company, to their philosophy about business, began to understand the building science and the R&D dollars that this company spends to develop sound, wonderfully backed warrantied products for the residential construction industry, commercial industry as well. This company is all about glazings, PVC, films, insulation, gypboard, siding products, shingles. But of course, in our business, we are huge CertainTeed contractors for our roofing products. And I believe they have the finest products in the industry. I know they're backed by the best warranty and installed and provided by the best credentialed contractors in the country.
You have 4 points so far. Here's the fifth point.
Okay,
are you ready?
What is it? Let's see.
What does CertainTeed mean?
Quality made certain, satisfaction guaranteed. Get CertainTeed roofing products installed by McRoof, where every replacement is a replacement done right.
Ding, 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 ding. 5 points. You get them all.
Wow.
Call Scott McCollum.
Always have been an A student.
405-600-5587. 405-600-5587 or go online at McRoof.us.
KTOK is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin in the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
News Radio. Radio 1000 KTOK. This is McGriff on Home Repair. So let's talk to Caroline just a few more minutes, and then our favorite handyman's going to join us. And then Eve has a question, so we're going to be busy.
Okay, well, let me ask Caroline a question, okay?
Okay.
You there, Caroline?
I'm here.
Okay. Mold versus mildew. You know, people in their houses have got this stuff, and everybody thinks that everything they see on a surface is mold. What's the truth of that?
Well, as far as molds are, you know, typically you're going to see mold around a water source. So if you have a shower, you have a toilet, any indoor plumbing, kitchens, things that could potentially have leaks, roof, you know, you want to look around and see if you see black, fuzzy. It could be green. It could be white. Actually, molds are different colors. So, you know, people always say black mold.
Right.
Black mold doesn't mean you have toxic mold. Molds can be various colors, and depending on the climate, various, you know, species grow. So just look for growth or things out of the ordinary that, you know, look a little fuzzy or white or green, and that can help kind of dictate if you have a problem or not, you know, visually.
And I was going to ask you specifically about the black mold. You know, that's what you hear all the time. Everybody says, oh, I've got black mold, and that's that bad mold and all that kind of thing. But that's not necessarily the case, right?
Yeah, lots of molds are black, and it there doesn't you mean go. You have toxic mold just because you have black mold around your shower or, you know, in a basement or something like that. So that's why it is really important to test. I'm a very science-based person, so I like to know, you know, exactly what I'm dealing with. I want to know if somebody has got toxic mold if they don't, because the remedies and dealing with it, you know, are different. So you want to, you know, obviously test your house every 3 to 5 years. That's my recommendation, regardless of whether you have mold or not. You should be testing, just like you do radon or anything else, and that'll help keep an eye on, you know, if there's something going on in the building envelope that you can't see.
Carolyn, you gave us a website a little while ago, acac.org. What is that organization?
They're an organization that basically makes sure that individuals, indoor air quality professionals, certified mold remediators are credentialed properly.
Okay.
So, and you've got to do continuing ed and have your insurance up to date. So it's a really good resource for people across the country to sort of, you know, enter in their zip code and see who's certified around them. And you know that you're going to get a pretty decent qualified person out of that organization. So that's why I like to recommend.
Fantastic. Caroline, we're going to have to run. Can you give us the contact information so folks can get in touch with you for additional information, please?
Sure. The best place for people to reach us, obviously the name of our company is My Healthy Home. You can reach us at myhealthyhome.info. But if you're interested in doing healthy home consultations, learning about a healthy home, educating yourself with media information, we ask that you visit us at healthyhomeexpert.com.
Caroline, thank you so much. We're going to be in touch with you again and have you back on, and you and I are going to talk green building practices.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful being with you, and I love answering all the questions.
Thank
really
you.
Great.
We appreciate you
nice
so much.
Nice to meet you, Caroline.
You too.
Have
all
a great
right.
day.
Have a great weekend.
You too. All. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Monty Kaufman is joining us, and